Break yourself! A beating is all it took. An hour of fury unleashed, blood splattering onto the sparkling white floor while my boyfriend turned pimp smashed my head repeatedly into the kitchen cabinets. Break yourself, he demanded. In other words, hand over the money. The money I had just made turning tricks on the Las Vegas Strip. As his hands clutched my throat, his nails marking my skin, my defiant cries for him to stop turned into desperate gasps for breath. The punches ensued, and I blacked out. I drifted in and out of consciousness, coming to while being choked and punched in my face and ribs. Another blow by his large fist knocked me out. When I opened my eyes the next time, I was lying face down in a pile of fresh dog feces in the backyard. Mixed with tears that streamed down my face, the blood on my face ran pink, leaving a putrid taste in my mouth. Though likely suffering a concussion, I tried to regain my bearings. My vision blurred between the tears and the feces. I saw the man I was in love with. Drops of blood stained his stark white shirt, his eyes full of rage. You're lucky to be with me, let alone be alive. I won't be having any disrespectful attitude, he screamed with a flurry of obscenities. I love you. Don't you know that? Wipe them tears off your face and shut up before I take you out to the desert and bury you 6 feet under. This is pimpin'. I'ma be your boss from now on. My worst fears had come true. The man I had given my heart to really was a pimp. It was official. I had been broken. In pimp culture, that meant I now worked for him as his slave and would have to hand over every dollar I earned. That night I found myself in the game. Green, wet behind the ears, I would learn the rules as I played, breaking them at times and almost paying for the lapses with my life. I lay on the ground practically lifeless, my nostrils filling with the reeking stench of patched grass, feces, and blood, the metallic taste dripping down my throat. I could hear my now pimp continuing his rant of obscenities. As his berating monologue trailed off, I waited to wake up. Surely this is a dream, and any moment now it'll be over. Oh, dear God, please let me wake up. I'm begging you. Only it wasn't. It was just the beginning. Out in the backyard of my best friend's house in Sin City, getting the living daylights beating out of me, I thought of simpler times. Home. Winters spent making angels in the deep, thick Minnesota snow. Summers on my bike, dipping up and down steep and winding country roads. My parents, who had worked hard and had done their best to raise me right. What happened to me? How on earth did I find myself bound to a pimp who demanded my obedience and loyalty by attempting to beat the very life out of me? I had wanted to escape this life before, but now I felt trapped. I entered the world on September 26, 1967, in southern Minneapolis, during the summer of love. Bell bottoms ruled, miniskirts were the rage, mood rings were hip, Twiggy was queen, and the Beatles and the Doors blared. I'll always consider myself a Minnesota girl, even though we lived in Illinois and Wisconsin as well. Because we moved around a lot, I was the new girl most of my young life, with my sense of security stripped away wherever I went. As difficult as that was, a part of me liked creating adventures in new places, from the turkey farm echoing with incessant gobbling to a brownstone-lined suburb of Chicago, to a house next door to a synagogue where deeply religious Jews showed us compassion many times over when we were in need. I loved my mama Joanne dearly. Raised Catholic, she came from a large Polish family of 9 siblings. As a little girl, I was attached to her at the hip. Wherever she went, I followed on her heels, sometimes even hanging onto her purse straps to make sure she was close. She made me feel safe when I was around her. We could talk about anything, and I knew that she always had my best interest at heart. I felt genuinely loved through her gentle grace and kindness. My father, Chet, on the other hand, was not so gentle and kind. Dad served in the Air Force for a few years, and his personality reflected the strict, regimented military lifestyle.